Red Sox was always my team, and a World Series pennant was always my dream. But it's been years and years, and too many beers, with zilch for the land of the bean. Our hopes will once again soar. In old Fenway Park, we'll see what is in store. The team with red stockings might do something shocking in the year of 2004. Pedro and Nomar and Manny together could do the uncanny. With hitting and pitching and no clubhouse snitching, the Red Sox just might go for broke. We all expect them to choke. Ted Williams was the best of the bunch. Sure, Yaz and Koenig were not out to lunch, but Bill Buckner's glove hovered too far above. When it came down to the clutch, they call it the curse of Babe Ruth, but no one that I know has seen any proof. But our boys of summer will end up in a bummer. They're chokers, and that is the truth. But Pedro and Nomar and Manny together could do the uncanny. With hitting and pitching and no clubhouse snitching, the Red Sox just might go for broke. We all expect them to choke. Yes, our boys of summer are frail. They can't keep themselves on the pennant trail. Instead of competing, our Sox will be bleeding, 'cause we all expect them to fail. I know that it's only a game, and sportsmanship means more than fortune or fame. But when leaves take to falling, the fans will be bawling, 'cause Red Sox baseball is lame. But Pedro and Nomar and Manny together could do the uncanny. With hitting and pitching and no clubhouse snitching, the Red Sox just might go for broke. We all expect them to choke. I know it's only a ball game. I know it's supposed to be fun. But we have been waiting for years and years for the Bambino curse to just disappear. Well, it's 86 years and counting. We expect more of the same. But it's Pedro, Nomar, and Manny, we hope, who will bring us